We do thank you for joining us this afternoon here on Consumer Magazine. I'm Ron Taylor. I want you to stay right where you are for the next half hour or so. Welcoming back our good friends with the Hixon Law Firm. John Hixon is with us. And John, it's good to see you again. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's good to be back with you.
Also joining us is Lori Trowell. Lori, it's good to see you as well.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
We had a great conversation last time you guys were here. We learned a lot about what you really specialize in, and that is the area of bankruptcy. We want to talk about that again today here on Consumer Magazine. I think as people tune in, guys, and listen to the information that we have for them, it's going to be very beneficial. John, I would say that it's someone listening, or at least someone they know, might be going through an issue like this, and the word bankruptcy has entered their mind. How do you gauge that in terms of just people that are in these crisis of economic times that call your office?
They call our office, and we ask them some questions, and we try to have them come in and visit with us one-on-one so that we can give them some personal attention. And they've called us because they've had a repossession, their house is up for foreclosure, or the credit card bill collectors have just worn them out harassing them.
Mm-hmm. And they've had some crisis or change in finances generally to cause this.
You know, Laura, you bring up a good point, and John does too. You know, I think a lot of people, at least, you know, most of us deal with or have at one time the credit card onslaught of the creditors that just hound your phone number day in and day out, sometimes late on a Sunday night, for example. Now, there have been rules and regulations that have come down over the past number of years that have stifled that a bit, but they still continue to do that. That level of harassment alone is enough to make anyone consider something that's going to protect them, right? Talk about that, Lauren.
Well, the good thing is that when you're in bankruptcy, there is a thing called a stay that prevents people from calling you and harassing you.
Okay.
They are literally not allowed to do it. John, do you have anything else on that?
Yeah, it immediately puts an end to the creditor harassment. Mm-hmm. And I see people all the time who have just been worried to death by the creditor harassment. They can't sleep, they can hardly work, and they feel trapped in their home because they just can't pick up the phone.
Sure. Yeah. You know, as our listeners join in on the conversation this afternoon, and we're just getting underway. If you're just joining us, it's Consumer Magazine. I am Ron Taylor. It's so good to be with you today, and we appreciate you tuning in. We have our good friend John Hixon, the Hixon Law Firm, with us. Lori Trowell joining us as well. And as we think about the Hixon Law Firm, I want to point you to the website first and foremost, a great place to start when you want to learn more about John and all the services that they offer there. A very unique law firm that I think you're really going to find as a blessing. John, of course, and Lori, believers, and our listeners so appreciate the fact that they can call and really deal with believers in this marketplace. So it's really wonderful. HixonLawFirm.com. You have a unique website that we really want to really reinforce. It's a fresh start, DFW.com. That's very appropriate. A fresh start, DFW.com. What led you to have that particular website?
Well, that's really the bottom line on this.
A fresh
is that
start.
Folks are just worn out and without options. And when they hear a fresh start, it really rings true to them because really all they're praying for is just simply give me a chance to fix this situation so that I can get back on my feet.
It's a fresh start, DFW.com, and that is the website that we'd love to direct you to. And again, a great place to start when you want to learn more about John and really begin the process of learning more about the concept of bankruptcy. The phone number is a Metro number. You can call 817-261-5000. Metro, 817-261-5000. As we welcome Lori Trowell and John Hixon, of course, from the Hixon Law Firm with us this afternoon on Consumer Magazine. Lori, I want to talk about the kind of where people begin. As they call and set up an appointment, they come into your office for the first time. Give us an idea of what it's like as we enter into the office of the Hixon Law Firm.
Well, first of all, it's a very, very casual and friendly environment. They're not going to be intimidated or uncomfortable in any way. And I'm going to greet them, actually. Get them in there, and we just tell them to make themselves at home until John's available, which is usually very quickly, and he meets with them himself.
Very good.
And has questions that he asks to see what criteria they fit. John, you want to talk a little bit about the difference between the two different kinds of bankruptcy that we handle?
Yes. A person generally can do a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13, and we talk about what would be best for them based on their individual situation. If they have a lot of unsecured debt, then a Chapter 7 is generally best for them, assuming they qualify, and we'll go over the qualifications. If they're facing a foreclosure, generally a chapter 13 is what's necessary. And
a chapter 7 is where you your debt is
discharged after about 4 months. So it's a 4 month process, but a chapter 13 is a 3 to 5 year process, and you need to make payments under a chapter 13.
That's where you pay your debts off.
You know, as we talk about the mechanics of this in particular, what do you find, John, most common that most people are dealing with at this point in time, based on the economy and the way that we're having to struggle to kind of get back on our feet for the most part with people?
What's most common is people have lost their job, gone through a period of unemployment, ran through their savings, find another job, but the job pays 20-30% less than they used to, and they just have to adjust their debts because they can no longer carry the debt load that they had before.
Or they get ill.
They get ill and they have big hospital bills, and during the period of the time they were ill, they couldn't work, and they've just gotten behind on their bills.
Yeah. You know, I think it's important to emphasize to our listeners that a fresh start is really a wonderful concept when you think about this. You know, we don't want the word bankruptcy to carry the stigma that it has over the course of time.
That's right.
And really want to free that word up, so to speak. And so as we begin to think about the concept of bankruptcy, we can't look at that as a failure, can we, John?
No, it's not a failure. And
it's a blessing, really.
Bankruptcy can be a blessing. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to hit a hard time at some point in their life.
Yeah.
And if, you know, if they do need a fresh start, bankruptcy can be that opportunity for them. Mm-hmm. That's what it's for. That's what the government has it for. You know, if you've done everything that you can do mm-hmm. by no fault of your own, and you have, you know, you're just out of options, this is really a blessing. It really, really is. And, you know, out of this, many blessings can flow. Often good luck comes disguised as disaster.
Yeah.
And that's just a true statement, because many, many wonderful things can flow after this blessing.
I think it's been about 20, 22 years now that my wife and I went through the process of bankruptcy. And in doing so and coming out, so to speak, on the other side, it really did feel like a fresh start for us. And, you know, I think any level of shame or guilt that came along with that was easily dispersed, we got rid of that shame, because it just, you know, the feeling of having a fresh start to start over and really learning lessons, I think, coming through a process like this. John, I think that that's where people are. They begin to look back on that and say, I think I can change the way I do this, manage this better, and that fresh start's going to be a real key for the rest of their life.
Yes, and part of the process is a financial management course, and people learn from the process and are able to adjust their debts to where they can get that fresh start and move forward again.
Mm-hmm. You know, being a faith-based organization, we really strongly feel that it's a blessing of God, from God, because folks come in and we feel like they're meant to be there, that it's not just by accident.
Very good.
That they come into our family, as we call it.
I love that. Providential. Lori, it's really wonderful to have you here, and John Hixon, of course. Lori Trowell, John Hixon from the Hixon Law Firm, our friends here on Consumer Magazine. We had a chance to visit with John and Lori here sometime back, and it's always good to have them here behind the microphone as we talk more about the concept of bankruptcy, the process of bankruptcy. I want to throw out a few names, not name dropping, of course, but throwing a few names out here. Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Grant, William McKinley, P.T. Barnum, Thomas Jefferson, Walt Disney. Can you believe that? Let's see, Buffalo Bill, some of the names, Henry Ford, there's another one, that have gone through this process. And so we're, you know, in like company, so to speak, for those who have to go through the process. John, I want to talk about really something that's very unique about your firm, and that's this. When people begin to look at the financial part of this and to know that you work with them on a payment plan is really a blessing in and of itself. Tell us how that works.
Well, generally, we require $800 down to file their bankruptcy, and we'll work out payment terms on the rest for a Chapter 7 and a Chapter 13. The balance of their bankruptcy fees are paid through their plan payment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really affordable, and it's very helpful to people to be able to receive credit to do their bankruptcy.
Sure, sure.
And we're very different from many other firms mm-hmm. because they actually require all the money, the entire amount up front. And we find that counterintuitive because if folks are struggling, they need a leg up. They don't need to be kicked.
Exactly. Well, and you know, I think that's the very nature. I think that in some ways that could shut people down right there is mm-hmm. the financial issue, because that's the very nature of why they're coming into your office. So that's good right. to know that you work with your clients, and certainly as we think about that process, you know, and something else, John, that is, as we look at the process of bankruptcy, I think it's important to realize that when people begin to come out on the other side of this, there is a process of time, depending on whether it's a 7 or a 13. There's a process of time, but once they go through this process of time afterwards and they begin to reestablish their credit, that's an amazing feeling for people who do that, isn't it?
Yes, it's not necessary for them to be slaves to debt forever. The bankruptcy becomes less and less important on their credit as time goes by. And if you don't do it, those bad debts are going to continue to stay on your credit year after year, and you just won't make any progress. That's why you need a fresh start.
Yeah. Visiting with John Hixon and Lori Trowell today from Hixon Law Firm, our good friends there here on Consumer Magazine. You know, the state of Texas bankruptcy laws protects consumers like you and I from financial ruin and the potential to be abused by creditors. We talked about that a moment ago. And by allowing consumers to have their qualifying debts eliminated, bankruptcy is a federal law which offers all Americans a second chance. Love that. A second chance at controlling their debt. Attorney John Hixon recognizes that financial hardships can happen to anyone, and he uses bankruptcy laws to help you when you need a way out of financial hardship and the cancellation of that debt. They're going to go through step-by-step the process with you. I think, Lori, this is a process that people really need to be I'll use the term hold their hand, because yes. it's a little frightening in some ways, but you make that a very comfortable experience.
Absolutely. We absolutely do. And, you know, after they meet with John, they'll be given a worksheet, which is fairly thick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they're going to need help with it. I mean, it's just almost inevitable. And we have two gals in our bankruptcy department that are just fantastic. In fact, they're likely to get a hug when they come in and when they leave.
I like that.
Debbie and Maria are both very good. Debbie's been doing it for 12 years. Maria, under her tutelage, for I think 3 or 4. And they're both just really super nice, super knowledgeable, and easy to get on the phone if you've got a question. Absolutely no problem. And even if you need to take your course in our office, you can do that. And Maria will help you if you have any questions with that, either over the phone or in the office.
Very good. And that number to call, by the way, is Metro 817-261-5000. Back when the Metro line was set up years ago, I had one myself, and it's very handy to have. So you can call if you're in 214 area code or wherever you're calling from.
Even 940.
Even 940, exactly. 817-261-5000 will get you right into the office of a Hixon Law Firm. Don't forget, the website is afreshstartdfw.com. That's the letter A. FreshStartDFW.com. And when you get to that website, you're going to spend some time there, because there's lots of great information, not only on bankruptcy in general, there's bankruptcy FAQs, but you're going to learn more about John and his team, his wonderful team there at the Hixon Law Firm. John, this is truly a ministry for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is a ministry, and it's a godsend to people to be able to be relieved of debts that they just can't pay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a blessing to them. Oftentimes they express real relief after our initial interview that they really can get a fresh start, and they can begin to put a very difficult chapter in their life behind them.
Mm-hmm. In your background, John, and going to law school and the various avenues that necessary to get to where you are today, bankruptcy and to specialize in this particular area, what led you to that?
Well, bankruptcy is a specialty. Not all attorneys do it. I went to work for a gentleman over in Dallas who was a bankruptcy trustee, and it wasn't something that I originally was led to, but sure. I enjoyed doing it, and I enjoyed seeing people who have greatly benefited from it and are able to go forward and have a happy life instead of the burden of a debt.
There's got to be a level of just joy that you see when folks mm-hmm. begin to come out, Lori, on the other side of this. A sense of relief, yes, but a look on their face of, wow, I can really start fresh and new now. And I'm learning lessons from times past here, but a new road, a new journey. And it's just got to be an amazing feeling.
Well, they come in crisis.
Yeah.
They come in broken.
Good point.
And they need someone to help them. They're not sleeping. I mean, they're just broken, and they're just worn out. And as soon as they have a plan, which is the wonderful thing about this, is they meet with John And he goes over all the different types of debt, who owes it within their family if they've got a man and a wife, mm-hmm. and just figures out what they need to do. And once they have a plan of action, just this relief comes over them, and they can start experiencing joy again once we really get into the process. Mm-hmm. And it's very important.
Yeah. You know, guys, I would love to go over a few of the signs of financial distress. There may be things that we need to point out to our listeners that they would indicate that they need to give you guys a call pretty quickly. John, tell us about a few things that people may be going through right now that indicates they need to make the phone call to you right away.
Well, they've been served with a lawsuit from one of their creditors, mm-hmm. and they're seeking much more than they can pay.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, once a judgment is rendered against them, the next step, which puts them in dire straits, is a garnishment of their bank account. Mm. When they garnish their bank account, they clear out your bank account, and it becomes frozen. And for most people, that is a catastrophe.
Sure, sure.
And we want to take care of them before they get to that stage. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they come in and they're facing a repossession. The repossession truck is rolling right around the block looking
sure.
for them.
That's a scary feeling.
And that's... You know, they need that vehicle to get to work. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they just wake up with the realization that they just have too much debt.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be able to continue to pay it. And the creditor harassment has just got them feeling like they just need to do something.
Have you seen, John, over the last number of years, maybe the last 3 or 4 years, where third-party collection agencies have come along in force to really, really ramp up on people and just practically harass them? Has that increased over the last number of years?
Well, what's changed, if I can interject,
sure,
is
do.
The payday loans.
Right.
That's just the scourge on this country.
Good point.
And is killing people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a payday loan really is number one trap, because you just can't get out of those debts.
Right.
Every time you come around and get paid, you end up having to renew them and having more debt, and you pay and you pay and you make no progress.
And they also say that it improves your credit if you borrow from them, which is preposterous.
My goodness.
Correct, John? They don't
yeah.
even have to report it.
There's no way that you're going to get out of the debt. Mm-hmm. And it's just a misunderstanding that my credit is going to get better with more debt. And people get to the point where they just have nothing but bad debt,
right.
and need to do a bankruptcy to clear it out.
It's these payday loans and places like this that prey upon people
they
in crisis, right,
them.
Laurie?
Yes, they do.
And bring them in, they get them in, they sort of promise them that, oh, we're going to take care of you, this
yes,
will help
they do.
You, and then they're in that trap.
Yeah, they think that they're their salvation.
Yeah, right.
But they're a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, in reality, they're going to send them down the river a lot faster than they would have probably mm-hmm. otherwise, mm-hmm. but yet it's a quick fix. And it's very easy, mm-hmm. and that's why people do it.
So avoid payday loans. I think we got that.
Yeah.
You know, stay away from that. Give us another couple of tips that our listeners can do that, you know, again, staying away from like payday loans. But what are some more practical tips that they can do as they look at this
well,
process?
Well, you don't. One thing that we don't want them to do is to delve into their retirement. They come to us frequently after they've run through that,
mm-hmm.
and that is actually exempt in a bankruptcy.
Yeah, it's exempt in a bankruptcy, and they would have got to keep it. And they not only don't have the retirement, often they have a big tax hit that they're taking mm-hmm. because they took their retirement out and are now being taxed on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to have a tax debt, which you can't get out of in bankruptcy, it's a real burden.
Now, indeed. If they do have tax debt that's over 3 years old,
it's a real complicated issue as to whether you can discharge taxes, and we can't really go into that, but some taxes can be discharged if they're old and you filed on time. So
sure.
always file your taxes on time.
On time, exactly. Good tip. And John, this is a very good example of just how you are able to sit down with someone and really give them the practical tips that they need, the advice that they need in when they enter into a crisis mode like this. So I want to give the number again. This is a free call wherever you are in the Metroplex or even the outlying areas. It's Metro 817-261-5000, Metro 817-261-5000. 5000 to call the Hixon Law Firm directly. Of course, their website, this is a wonderful site that you'll find when you log on. If you're driving home from work right now, and as soon as you get home, we just encourage you to really get on the website and take a look. It's afreshstartdfw.com, afreshstartdfw.com, and there you can find out more about, of course, the Hixon Law Firm. A lot of great practical tips on the website, bankruptcy FAQs. Laura, you've got bankruptcy terms on there, loan modification and bankruptcy. Really some great, I mean, this, you go to school right on the website, don't you?
Yes, you definitely do. And and you bring up a good point about modifications of mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
You can make that work with bankruptcy if, you know, John, actually, do you want to speak to that?
Well, frequently, people are in a loan modification process at the time they come to see me, and it's a very difficult, lengthy, and complicated process, and the rules for it change all the time, and they end up in foreclosure and because for some reason their modification didn't go through.
Interesting.
And we do a bankruptcy to forestall the foreclosure. And then while they're in bankruptcy, they can go back through the modification process, which is often changed over, you know, a period of months, and we see them be able to modify their loans.
Very good.
And sometimes that takes them right out of bankruptcy.
Right, right. Interesting. You know, and I know that in backing up just a little bit as far as information goes, when we went through the process years ago, we were able to choose to keep certain things, like a vehicle, for example. I know that falls into a certain type of bankruptcy. But, you know, people can come to this and really they have options. In other words, John, they don't just have to adhere to one thing. I mean, you can give them the advice they need.
Yes, we'll talk about their exemptions and what property they get to keep through a bankruptcy. And they get to keep their car. They can keep their house if they can pay for them and their personal property. And we help them get the peace of mind that they get to keep their retirement account.
Sure.
It's not nearly as scary as people tend to think that it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's frankly rare that people have non-exempt property. Mostly when they come to see me, they've got just the bare essentials.
Sure, exactly. You know, there are things that are very different about the Hixon Law Firm, and you'll find this on the website. First of all, first and foremost, Laura, they're going to get a real person on the phone when they call that number.
Yes, they are.
You know, this is no time for someone to call and wind up on a voicemail, and then they go another day or so or longer before they get a call back. That, you know, of all times, they need a real person to talk to. So that, first and foremost, is
and I try to answer the phone myself. I actually make a point to be the person that they talk to when they call.
You know, John.
We speak Spanish, too.
Ah, well, see? John, now, this is a great lady to have by your side. I mean, you've got really one of the greatest persons in the world, really, to handle this for you. I mean, you can tell that Lori is just, you know, geared to really serve people, and I think that's important. Let's brag on her for a second.
I'm blessed with a great staff. Lori does a wonderful job. She's also our counselor in chief. She can talk to them about the struggles they're going through. And that's a real help because we're in a ministry to give personal help to people.
Mm-hmm.
And
if they need a pep talk, I have two chairs, and I can bring up more chairs. So
love that. Just love that. No long office waits. You're going to be seen promptly. That's just incredible. Free bankruptcy consultations. There is a consultation there that's free of charge. They're just going to give you an overview of because, you know, Lori, you know, no two people or no two circumstances are alike. Everyone
exactly
has unique
right.
situations. And so in the light of that, you guys are very aware of that, and you make them feel sort of right at home there.
This is a soft place to fall.
Yes.
And they are falling.
They
are, you know, really worried and in crisis, and they can relax and take a deep breath and let it go, and we'll catch them, and we'll help them through this process hand in hand.
Proud to have a 5-star rating by your clients. Now, that says a lot. It really says a lot. And, John, you've got 20 years' experience plus that you're bringing to this. And we talked about this last time, and we'll make this point toward the end of our conversation here, that you personally will go with your clients through even physically to, you know, the table to discuss all of this in the closing or whatnot or whatever's going on, any meetings that's involved, you're there with them, aren't you?
Yeah, if they have a meeting or a hearing, and mostly it's just a meeting of creditors, I go there with them, and it's a familiar face. It's someone they've talked to and been advised with, and I understand their file because I've been through it with them, and their meeting of creditors will go smoothly. And without the anxiety of who is my attorney in this room?
Sure, sure. Well, plus, and Lori, I think we brought this out too last time, is that who wants to go into a meeting like that and then have someone who represents, them as a creditor and begin to get the looks or the harsh language from them? John's there to intervene, isn't he?
Many people that are doing this, or I would even say the majority, are really bankruptcy mills. Mm. They triple book in case somebody doesn't show up, so you end up waiting a long time. You're going to meet with a paralegal. You don't meet with the attorney. And then when you show up to court, you don't even know who
to look for. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. They just have to call out your name.
Right.
So that you know who you're supposed to be going into the meeting with.
Yeah. You know, guys, lastly, and back, John, to the ministry aspect of this. People, when they come into this, and you know this very well, are in crisis mode, as Lori pointed out. And this is not a time to be bounced along here and there, not knowing where they're going. You're there to really sort of lead them along the way. And that brings a tremendous amount of comfort. Give some encouragement to our listeners here in the last minute for anyone who might be considering making the phone call.
Well, when you come in, it's kind of a family approach. You're going to meet the people who are going to work on your case, and you're going to talk personally with me. And if you're in crisis, you need to call us. You may not need to do a bankruptcy. You may decide not to do a bankruptcy, but you owe yourself a call so that you can come in and visit with us and find out whether it's for you.
Don't wait.
Make the call. John Hixon, thank you for your ministry. Thank you for what you do and how you serve your clients. A good friend of ours here, we thank you for your time today. Good to see you. Lori Trowell, good to see you as well. Thank you. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Ron.
The Hixon Law Firm. I want to give the number again. It's 817-261-5000. That is a Metro number. When you make the call, 817-261-5000. Don't forget to start on the website, afreshstartdfw.com. You'll want to bookmark this site and visit it quite often, especially for those who are in the middle of this process. If you know someone, you know a loved one or a friend that needs this information, pass this on to them, would you? 817-261-5000 or afreshstartdfw.com. For the Hixon Law Firm. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.